This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, May 10th. Well, an impressive day yesterday. We started out under a fair amount of pressure in both lives and feeders, but by mid-session, the market was starting to show some signs of fending off the bears and ended up with an impressive reversal up on the front months. Not quite a reversal on the back months, but still well off the highs of the day. So we ended up with a bit of a spike low yesterday in cattle. So I would expect we're going to see some follow through to the upside, maybe take another run at those gaps that were left alone on some of these contracts. But it does look like the market has a bit of energy to the upside in it. And we bounced off of key support levels too, a few times in the past where these same price levels have given us some spike low. So the market obviously showing some respect for those price levels, but the upside would be fairly limited, again, because of those gap areas. And we'll see what kind of action we get. But my guess is you'll come back up, probably get close to those gaps, and probably fail again. But for now, it looks like the market has given us a pretty nice short-term buy signal, and given the spike lows from yesterday. In the cash trade, nothing going yesterday. That's not unusual for a Monday. Last week, we saw the cash trade around 143 on the Fed trade. That was unchanged on the week, but up 25 from last year. Dress trade at 232, also unchanged on the week, was up 44 over last year. Weights at 832 pounds on the dress trade. That was down 1 pound on the week, but still up 6 over last year. Rib prices at $394, down 17 on the week, and down $1.24 from last year. 90% trimmings at $273, down 2 on the week, and up 28 from last year. Year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is running 0.5% ahead of last year. Cow slaughter is up 1.2%. Dressed weights are up 0.3%, and beef production is up 0.8% over last year. In the box beef trade yesterday, quite a shift. We were up 385 on the choice at 258, but select was down $1.93 at 243. So the spread picked up 578, which is a pretty big move for the spread, and it's sitting at 1516. Loads were 131 loads on the day. Slaughter rate 121,000 head. That's up 10,000 over last week, and it's up 8,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index was up 61 cents. We're sitting at 156.21. So a lot of data there, a lot of numbers to chew through. But I think from my perspective here, the markets probably have put in at least a short-term bottom with yesterday's price action, big swift push to the downside early, and then the market stabilizing, and then all of a sudden it just snapped back. So I think the buyers are kind of taking a shot here at the support levels. The market holding at those support levels and giving us an impressive run late in the day. So I would guess we'll see some follow through here, at least for the next couple days. And again, take another shot at those gaps, which are $2-3 above us on the live cattle. In feeders, not all the contracts have those gaps, but I think your front month, the May, the August, those months will have a bit more follow through to the upside as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.